Residents of many communities in Louisiana are expected to be without power for weeks after Hurricane Laura caused severe damage to the power grid. The devastation comes as New Orleans marks the 15th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. More than 1,500 people died in that storm, and most lived in or around New Orleans. Hundreds of thousands left the city, many have never returned, and it's only now, a decade and a half later, that people are noticing another loss to the city, its unique dialect. Patrick Cox reports.
Tourists love New Orleans because it's different.
Oh, yeah.
There's Mardi Gras. There are those uplifting funeral marches. And there's the way New Orleanians speak. It's a selling point for the tourist board.
Where you from, Yurn? But the kind of accent I have is, Creole.
Creole, he said. Creole can mean a lot of things. In New Orleans, it means somewhat of mixed race, usually with a combination of African, French, and Spanish heritage, whose ancestors likely came from the Caribbean. Many were freed slaves who settled in New Orleans. Over time, they developed a singular dialect and culture, sometimes, as with Zydeco music, mixing Creole and Cajun traditions.
I do feel that Creoles are a dying breed.
This is Chida Manuel, who's in her 60s and self-identifies as Creole.
They say every generation you lose something. I think we've lost a whole lot more.
Katrina, she says, was the turning point. People's homes were damaged, many destroyed. Dozens of Manuel's friends and neighbors were forced to leave the city, some never to return. And in the years after Katrina, others have moved to the city. White people mainly, Manuel says. People who claim to love Creole culture and the way of speaking, but they don't really, she says.
Then they want to tell us how to pronounce the names of our streets, which is an absolute no-no.
New Orleans street name pronunciation is unique, as in
Calliope, Melpomene, Burgundy. You could be in a grocery store and they'll try and correct you. I don't like them. I wish they would just go back.
Arguments over street names may not seem like a big deal, but in New Orleans, they are. The longtime residents really set down roots.
People were born here, they lived here, they stayed in their neighborhood in New Orleans.
Katie Carmichael is a sociolinguist, born in New Orleans. Her family moved away, but she returned for college.
And I did my undergrad and my master's here, smack dab in the middle, Hurricane Katrina.
Carmichael was studying New Orleans dialects, which hadn't changed a lot in the years before Katrina because people stuck so close to home.
It was very typical to have a double, which is a house with two front doors and two apartments on either side where your mama was on one side and you were on the other side. How's your mama and dem is a common greeting here. Then you have Hurricane Katrina, and for the first time, everybody was displaced for at least a month.
We don't have transportation. I mean, we live in paycheck to paycheck. I mean, it ain't like we could just able to get up and just leave.
But many did leave. And to this day, there are large populations of the Katrina displaced in cities like Houston and Atlanta.
The biggest demographic difference pre and post Katrina is the African American population.
With this almost overnight population shift, Katie Carmichael started noticing linguistic changes too. Those newcomers who Chida Manuel disliked so much, they didn't speak the same way. And it wasn't just mispronouncing the street names. Everyone, locals and newcomers, were laying claim to certain archetypal New Orleans expressions.
Making groceries, one of those iconic linguistic phrases here, where yet, these phrases that the newcomers want to borrow and want to use, and there's this sort of rejection of that from the longstanding locals. Even as, in some cases, the locals have already moved away from these features, there's this re-embracing of these things that they think are their property as New Orleanians.
This was already happening, but at a much slower pace. Katrina turbocharged the process of migration and gentrification. Carmichael, who's now at Virginia Tech, is documenting all this with a colleague. Their study is on hold right now because of the pandemic, but based on the research so far, they have some ideas about how Katrina is affecting the New Orleans dialect.
So one potential outcome is there's a growing linguistic divide within the city of New Orleans between the newcomers and the longstanding population. Another possibility is that these newcomers would assimilate to the local patterns. And then if they're here long enough, they have the next generation of kids. And those kids are truly New Orleanians. They're from here. And still a third possibility, which seems like perhaps the most likely right now, is that the newcomer influx will sort of drown out a lot of the things that made New Orleans linguistically distinct.
It's not an outcome that anyone wants, Carmichael says. It just seems to be happening. Different types of speech, just like different species of plants and animals, can be threatened by big weather events and mass migration. For Here and Now, I'm Patrick Cox.
And dialects are so interesting, Robin. I don't hear your New York dialect. I've gone away with my Detroit dialect.
Well, my mom was from upstate, but I can still go to the mall to die for.
Yeah, that's right. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Tanya Mosley.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now.